that I was talking about earlier. And this is a guy at Harvard who wants antidepressants for everybody, SSRIs. We call them murder-suicide pills because so often, I played the clip earlier this week from the survivor of the Columbine shooting. And he said, you know, these guys, it's not the bullying that they went through. He said they were just playing really dark, evil stuff. And they planned this and all that. So he said, it's not the bullying. It's not drugs. It's not any of that kind of stuff. And I think in their case, probably it was not SSRIs. They had been planning it for quite some time. And that's not the way that works. And yet, you know, when we look at this, and I can't remember, maybe you can remember her name, Travis, the lady that we interviewed who got the black box label on SSRIs because of what happened to her husband. And I have interviewed people who set up a website called SSRIstories.org. They've got, I forget if it's 7,000 or 9,000 different stories that are there. And it's amazing how common these stories are. I just talked a week or so ago about Phil Hartman and his wife who was on SSRIs. The lady who got the black box thing put on, her husband was very fit and he wasn't depressed or anything. He was just having some trouble sleeping and the doctor prescribed an SSRI for him. And he had really bad reactions to it. He felt like his body was on fire. And I think she had a business trip and she was gone. He had just started this stuff. Doesn't know if he continued taking it or if he stopped taking it. That's frequently what causes the issue. The way one of the people I talked to at SSRI Stories described it, you know, if you just changing the level of medication and doing too much too soon, you got to get off of it very, very gradually, or it will create these very same problems. And so I said, well, it sounds to me, it's kind of like, you know, I did scuba diving when I was younger. I said, it sounds to me like the bends. You know, you go down and you're operating at a depth and the nitrogen dissolves into your bloodstream. And so you have to come up very, very slowly if you've been down for a while. And so you have to come up very slowly. If you don't do it slowly enough, the nitrogen bubbles out of your bloodstream and creates all kinds of pain and damage. It can kill you. But the reason I mention all that is because the SSRI stuff is like getting bent. You know, you have to be very, very careful, gradually, very, very gradually come off of this stuff. And a lot of times it has its own horrible side effects, like in her husband's case. His body was on fire. And so, you know, if he just stops taking it, it hits him that way. But this guy, Roy Perlis, a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, argued that antidepressants known as SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, should be made available at U.S. pharmacies without a prescription, just right over the counter, you know, like the abortion pill. Which again, you know, if you don't have a physician looking at how far along are you in your pregnancy? Are you in a condition where this is going to threaten your health if you do a chemical abortion? So this guy Perlis called on drug manufacturers to, quote, engage with the FDA and invest the necessary resources. In other words, pay off some politicians and bureaucrats so that you can sell your stuff across the counter. Why not? Everybody else does it, right? To make it possible, because SSRIs have, quote, repeatedly been shown to be safe and effective for treating major depression and anxiety disorders. Well, take a look at SSRIstories.net or .org if you are thinking about doing this. It may not happen to you. It doesn't happen to everybody, of course. If it happened to everybody, then they would easily recognize it. But if you got somebody over here that didn't happen to, see, it didn't happen to this person. Well, I'm glad that it didn't. But look at how many other people it did happen to. It comes off the back of a recent FDA ruling that allows the purchase of oral contraceptives over the counter without a doctor being involved. Perlis treats patients at Massachusetts General Hospital. He failed to declare his ties to the pharmaceutical industry in the article. Isn't that a surprise? Sparking anger among academics online. In other words, this guy is hawking drugs. In the same way that Rick Perry had a former staffer who left him, went to work for a pharmaceutical company, and then goes back to work for Rick Perry. And the next thing you know, Rick Perry is saying, well, everybody needs to take this HPV vaccine. All the students need to take this. And he was the first one to do something like that. And then everybody pointed out the connections that he had to, I think it was Merck. Antidepressants are among the most prescribed treatments in the world. In fact, many experts have argued that they are overprescribed. SSRI-induced suicide is not limited to young people. In 2007, the FDA updated the black box label on SSRI packaging. Again, I interviewed the widow who spent so much of her life getting that black box warning on there. Warning doctors to monitor suicidality in patients of all ages after they start the medication. Yet, you know, when you look at this, Harvard Medical has long pushed these SSRIs. So that they got the black box label in 2007. 7 years later, Harvard was contacting the mainstream media and saying suicides have gone up since we got this black box warning. Really? What is that? Does that prove anything? I mean, and there was a big back and forth. A lot of people pushed back on that conclusion that was being pushed out there. The bottom line is Harvard has been pushing SSRIs for a very, very long time. In some instances, when researchers have gained access to regulatory documents, they found that vital data on suicides were excluded from journal publications. Perlis at Harvard also says that there is low potential for misuse and abuse of antidepressants, but he overlooks the fact that SSRIs can lead to dependency. People often experience discontinuation syndrome. It's what I was talking about with the bends. Upon ceasing SSRIs, because they are habit-forming, and can cause abstinence symptoms. Yeah, people who forget to take their medication or deliberately, well, this I'm having this or that problem, I'm going to cut it down. And that's when some of these things happen. One kid who was on it, he cut down his medication because he was having secondary and tertiary problems. And he went to school with a rifle, and he got in front of the classroom, and he pointed the rifle at the people in the classroom. Then he pointed at himself, and he pointed it back. And this went on for a while until they got the rifle away from him, put him in the hospital. He didn't know what he was doing, and he didn't have any recollection of that event at all. About half the people on SSRIs have difficulty stopping them. Their withdrawal symptoms can lead to suicide, violence, and homicide. Some patients report the withdrawal is worse than their original depression. If SSRIs become available without prescription, who will counsel patients about tapering off their medications? Another significant problem is that few patients and doctors, for that matter, are aware that SSRIs have potential to cause severe, sometimes irreversible sexual dysfunction that persists even after discontinuing the medication. Well, that's depressing, I guess. The condition called post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. They call it PSSD. Actually, I think it should be PSSRISD. If we can remember all the LGBT initials and put a plus back there, just in case we forgot one, they could do it with this. It could be PSSRISD plus. No, they call it PSSD. Instead of PSD, it's PSSD. It has been described as sufferers as chemical castration. The problem is under-recognized, largely underreported, but drug regulators are starting to pay attention. In June 2019, the European Medicines Agency, that's their FDA, updated the special warnings and precautions section on their package insert label to warn that sexual dysfunction can persist even after the treatment stops. In Canada, 2021, Health Canada updated their product label for the same thing. But not FDA. Not Harvard. Yeah, just sell it over the counter. This is something that earned the black label, more than the black label. It should have been banned, frankly. Perlis at Harvard says people should be able to access antidepressants without prescription because they're capable of self-diagnosing in the same way that many over-the-counter products are used to treat symptoms. He said, you know, think about it as yeast infections or acid reflux or respiratory infections, he said. These people will do anything for money, won't they? Truly is amazing. Yeah, the time for over-the-counter antidepressants has come.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.